Carm. I have Shirley Bell sitting with me, and good afternoon, Shirley.
Hello, I'm very pleased to be here.
I'm pleased to meet you, and you are here to promote or tell us about a new online magazine.
That's right. It's called Impspired Magazine. It is a pun, which Lincoln people will obviously get.
Yeah, I thought it was. Well, I tried looking last night, and the search engine kept bringing up Inspired.
It keeps doing autocorrect on it, yeah.
So you
it's
have
inspired.com. And you can see what we've been doing with the magazine so far. I started populating the magazine with pieces from July and giving a presentation of the sort of work we like so that it can actually be running from September, October. That's issue one. Then issue two is November, December. And both of those issues, the online work, will feed into a print anthology. So the work will be in a sort of archival print form, which will be available to keep. So the idea is that we will have six online magazines a year, feeding into three print anthologies. It's publishing material from all over. We've got people who've sent material in from America, Australia. We've got a Dutch poet. We've got Spanish. We've got Irish, Scottish, Welsh, UK. We want to have a very wide brief and be open to an international audience. But we're also very keen that it should be a Lincoln magazine. My co-editor, Steve Court, and I are both very keen that it should be a Lincoln magazine as well as an international magazine. So I'd like Lincoln people to have a sort of ownership of it and support it, and they'll be able to come along and see readings and launches. And we're not just going to launch the anthologies, we're going to launch published work from some of our poets. So that's an ongoing thing.
Yeah, you say you want articles, poems, whatever, from all over the world. Silly question from a silly interview. Does it have to be in English? Are you...
I have in the past, in my previous magazine, I was very keen on having poetry in translation so that you would have the poem both in the original language and in English and put them up side by side. And I think if you've got, say, a smattering of French, or even not, you can sometimes recognise the feel of the poem. So that's quite exciting.
Yeah.
But on the whole, yeah,
it's English.
It's a magazine in English.
It's open to all ages, I assume.
Yeah, it's very, very inclusive. And what we're looking for is poetry, short fiction, so we don't want a novel to...
War and Peace to read out, or anything
right.
like that.
Articles about writing, reviews of current material. Either people can send in reviews or they can send in work, like a book or a pamphlet, to be reviewed.
Yeah.
But we're unusual in the sense that we also take artwork. So we will take black and white and grayscale material, which we'll then print in the anthologies. But we're also keen to have 10x8 format landscape work, which could be considered for use as a cover, because the covers will be in colour.
Yeah. So if somebody could draw something and then write about the drawing, that would be ideal, wouldn't
that
it,
would
for something?
Perfect. And they go up online, and we've already got some very interesting artwork, which we're very pleased to have, but we always want more. The other thing which is unusual that we ask for is drama scripts. Not a full play, but an extract from a play or a short play. I think we're one of the only magazines that welcomes script writing, but This is something that Steve is particularly interested in because he is a playwright, and we feel it's a missed opportunity.
So you could actually find somebody and that could set them on their way to future writing career.
Well, that's the hope, and we're also looking for good writers that we can publish under our banner, if you like, which is Inspired Publishing. So that's all already underway in the capable hands of Steve.
Right. Anyway, we'll have a bit of music. You've chosen the Rolling Stones and 19th Nervous Breakdown. Are they a favourite group of yours?
They have been in my life since I was very young.
And tell me about it.
I actually saw them in Birmingham.
Yeah.
When I was 14,
wow.
I actually went to see them live, so...
It's really good.
Very proud of that.
Excellent. Well, there they are, the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones there on 19th and Nervous Breakdown. While I was playing, we was talking about open mic, and you've got some designs or plans on that.
Yes, because we're very keen that the magazine should be as inclusive as possible... We're also putting up an open mic page, and you can submit either audio or video or both clips to appear on there. The point about open mic is sometimes it works very well on the page, but sometimes it works better in performance. So we wanted to include all the poets in the area and internationally. So that they've all got an equal opportunity. I mean, if they want the written work and the audio or video clips to go in, that's fine, but it can be just the audio or video clips if they prefer.
Yeah, do you have an open mic night anywhere that they can attend?
Yeah, Steve, my co-editor and founder member with me, is a playwright, a poet, and a teacher, and a performer. And for the last 6 years, he's hosted a monthly open mic night at the Jolly Brewer, which has been fantastically successful and has pulled in an enormous audience and lots of readers. Unfortunately, the Jolly Brewer has just changed hands, so at the moment, the spoken word night that he hosts is homeless, so he's looking at various ideas. But if there's anyone out there who's got a brilliant Lincoln venue that they would like to offer for a monthly open mic evening, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, is it committed to Lincoln City Centre or Lincoln in general or outer villages?
I think there is a big audience in Lincoln itself, because you've got the Jolly Brewer one, there's one at the Birdcage pub, there's one at the Green Room near the bus station, so there's a thriving community there. How well that translates into the villages is up to people wanting to take part. However, having said that, I'm doing some workshops in the autumn for a project called I Know, I Wish, I Will, which is culminating in a huge spoken word night at the Criterion Theatre in London. And there is a very keen momentum to have an open mic night in Boston. So we're looking for people who might be interested in that. And obviously I can publicise that in the magazine and, you know, on the website and the Facebook page and get the
tweets. Yeah, so if anybody has a venue, can they get in touch with you via the website? Is there a phone number they could ring?
The best way to contact me is at inspired@gmail.com.
Right.
So that's impspired@gmail.com. So it is a pun. but we're hoping that people beyond the locality, they are saying things to me like, oh, I hope your impish work has some inspiration. So they're obviously taking it on board without necessarily getting the cathedral references.
I did have a quick look last night, and as I was just kept going back to Inspired, it just kept auto-correcting.
I know, it defaults. I keep adding it to the dictionary, and it still defaults. So. Yeah, I have to check my spelling all the time.
Right. You said it's open to all ages. There must be sort of a lower end where it becomes not quite so easy.
The project I'm working on in the autumn is primary schools, and that massive poem will be for younger children. On the whole, I would think the magazine is probably suitable for people of maybe 18 plus.
Yeah.
In my previous magazine, I was always very keen to support young voices, people, you know, struggling with the angsty adolescent years. So we, you know, I would say basically teenagers, late teenagers up, so maybe 16 minimum.
Right, that's good. Anyway, we'll have another music that you chose. So Kate Bush and Babushka, I must admit, that's one of my favourites. And maybe after that, if you could, have you got a short poem or something you could read and give a bit of flavour as to what happens in Inspired?
Absolutely, yeah.
Magazine, okay. I'm talking to Shirley Bell from Inspired magazine, and while Kate Bush was talking, he was talking about how to enter your work, upload your work. How do you go about it?
Right, well, the first thing to say is that because I work on the website in sort of real time, things are going up all the time, so there's always fresh material. And we're very, very keen to see more work. If you visit inspired.com, you can get a good idea of the sort of thing we're publishing. And there's also some information on how to submit. But basically, we want Word files and JPEGs for artwork, labelled with your own name, so I don't have hundreds of files named Inspired and then can't find anything, which has happened.
Yeah.
We do also accept Google Docs and PDFs, plus audio and visual files for performance pieces. If you send them to inspired@gmail.com, everything then is looked at by both of us, and we let you know if we're going to use the work. But we are very, very keen to get plenty of work.
Right, I wish you well. I would say I'd send something, but maybe I won't.
Oh, you should.
Maybe I won't. And you was also talking about workshops.
Yes, Steve and I are planning to run creative writing workshops. It will probably be in the new year. And what we want to do is show how to get ideas, how to get ideas down on the page, and then how to do the next stage, which is to bring in the parrot on your shoulder, the editor bird, and then sort of look at the best bits and pick those out and think, could there be a better word, and basically polish the pieces. So it's from brainstorming to a finished product.
Yeah, I mean, I seem to remember, although it was a long time ago at school, having to write compositions.
Yes.
And I believe you had to write two pages. So the trick was to put a little dot where your two pages ended, and then that was the minimum work you had to do. So, perhaps I could do with some lessons in your workshop.
Yeah, I think you have to have the first bit, which is just like a roller coaster, and it kind of pours down onto the page. But some people think that's it. Well, the next thing you need to do is look at what you've done and pick the best piece, the best lines, best words, best phrases, and just tinker with it until it's as good as it can possibly be.
So my two-page essays probably weren't up to that much then, were they?
Well, there's always something, you know. Even the youngest children do some exciting work and have interesting ideas.
Good. Well, I've enjoyed talking to you, and you're going to finish with a piece. Is it available in your magazine?
It's online now. There is a huge range of material, but I particularly like this one because I'm very fond of dogs.
Well, so my wife's a dog groomer, so we see plenty of dogs in a day. I'll leave it up to you, and then we'll end with another choice of Beatles, Here, There and Everywhere.
That's
so
brilliant.
Thanks very much.
Right, thank you. Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it. Right, this is by Christine Vultner's Paintner, who is an American poet and writer who's currently living in Ireland. And it's called Every Day Has Its Dog. Dog of Monday rolls in grass, legs flail like salmon in a cage. Dog of Tuesday bows deep before me, calls for frolic. Dog of Wednesday, wet nose directs my hand to fur, chin, ears, belly. Dog of Thursday curls nose to toe, black crescent on blue blanket. Dog of Friday dreams of the chase, taste of feathers on sleeping tongue. Dog of Saturday, tail wags at homecoming, a tiny flag in heavy wind. Dog of Sunday leans against me, sighs, eyes large and brown.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed that. Thank you for coming in, and I wish you well with your project. So here is the Beatles, Here, There and Everywhere. The Beatles and Here, There and Everywhere. And that was requested by Shirley, who's just been in about inspired. If you would like to send any of your poems, essays, anything of that ilk, you can find them on impspired.com website. And if you send them to impspired, impspired at gmail.com, I'm sure she'll be very pleased to hear from you. And we'll keep this info in the office. If you like to ring in, we'll pass it over you. Robert Staten.